Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sunny Commutes Podcast, episode 42. This is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So today, I want to share an opinion on what I think is a very significant topic, and that is net neutrality. Just based on what I talk about on this podcast, which is building for the web, building an online business, just how to properly code for the web and different things, just essentially just building software and entrepreneurship. Having net neutrality means that we are able to compete against the quote unquote big dogs. You know, you can build an app that can take over Instagram. This has happened in the past multiple times, right? Where we get, you know, like someone like Mark Zuckerberg that creates Facebook, which eventually ends up killing MySpace. And this is great because in terms of innovation, we get just better products. It's great for the end consumer, but then for anyone that is an entrepreneur, you can go ahead and, you know, if you have an idea or think that something could be done better, you can just go out and do it. So what happened recently is that net neutrality has been repealed. There was a vote by the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to repeal net neutrality. Ajit Pai is the chairman of the FCC, and he's been the main proponent for this. He's been trying to get net neutrality repealed. He's calling it, you know, internet freedom, but really he's just trying to make it sound like it's a very good thing, while instead it's definitely something that will change the internet in a way in which we end up paying more and we end up not having as much innovation. So let me explain exactly what this means. Without net neutrality, this gives ISPs, internet service providers like Verizon, Spectrum, and AT&T, it gives them the ability to essentially control what web traffic goes through, what websites you have access to, which websites are going to be slower or faster. Now, what actually decides this? Well, it's all about money, right? This is essentially why this is being repealed. All these companies that just want to make more money, they're stating it in a very, you know, good way in which, like, they want people obviously to vote for this and be okay with it. But really, they're just trying to cableify the internet and be able to offer different packages for the different websites that you want to access. So, for example, they can decide to slow down every site, but then if there's certain websites that pay them a certain amount of money, like Netflix could decide, hey, can you make our website quicker and we'll pay you, you know, this many millions of dollars, and that will put them in the fast lane. You get fast Netflix streaming because, you know, Verizon has that partnership with them. Now, like I said, they can also do different like packages like they do with cable, where they can offer you a social media package where those sites might be faster, or they might just decide, hey, you know, you can pay, like every site's gonna be blocked, but you can pay to unlock different sites. So, you know, social media or video streaming, music streaming, whatever. Now, this means that the end consumer is gonna be paying more money for the internet, but that's not where the problem really lies. It's more so just having these different packages and different companies that are able to pay money to have those sites be faster while others can't. So in terms of innovation, you know, to the end consumer, they're going to be paying, say, for just for Instagram, for example, and they're not going to find out about any services or websites that are better for them. Advertising isn't really going to be a thing because, you know, those could be blocked right away by ISPs. Now, Verizon bought AOL at some point, and they can decide, hey, we're gonna show all AOL ads. Like, they have full control over the internet, essentially. And so, now the other big problem is for people that create for the web. So web developers, online business owners, entrepreneurs, if you decide that you wanna make an app that, you know, that does a better job at something, or just have, you know, just a completely new category that you want to dive into, you kind of cannot do that now because your site is going to be slower. Your site, it might just not be able to be accessed by anyone. You know, you have to have money to get into a certain package that the ISP provides. It just ends innovation. You can't do all the many things that you were able to now. And that's a huge deal, just, you know, based on all the things that I talk about on this podcast, right? Like building through the web and entrepreneurship and all that and online businesses that can't really exist. You can't really compete with net neutrality being repealed. So this is huge. I don't really understand how this can stay around. Now we are able to change it, which is good, and that is, you know, call into Congress, get them to understand why they should vote against, you know, repealing net neutrality. They can overturn the vote that the FCC had. Now, again, I'm not an expert at any of this, but this is, hopefully this has, you know, if you didn't really know too much about it, hopefully this has educated you a little bit. And I'd love to get any call-ins or suggestions or feedback on this. Let me know, like, what your opinions are, because I think this is just a really bad thing that's about to happen to the internet. I'm really hoping that it's not going to stick around. I hope we get net neutrality, at least at some form back, because innovation technology is crazy important. So you can find me on Twitter at SunnySyncIO. Find me on the Anchor app. I'm Sunny Commutes, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.